This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand. The South has a credit problem. Researchers reviewed more than 200 million credit cards and discovered the FICO scores of credit card users in the South were lower than anywhere else in the nation. A deeper look at these numbers revealed something surprising. The South's lower credit scores don't fall along racial lines. The region's predominantly Black communities had similar scores to the areas with the fewest Black residents, and they couldn't be explained by poverty either. So what is going on? Washington Post data columnist Andrew Van Dam looked at this in a recent column. He has the answer. His column is called Why the South Has Such Low Credit Scores. Hello.
Hello.
Okay, so first of all, how do these credit scores compare with other parts of the country?
They're significantly lower. Like, we're talking 40 points lower in a lot of cases, so they're below average. If you just map the low credit scores in America, you are also mapping the South. It's kind of crazy.
So it really is a state problem.
A regional problem, yes, across all those states in the South, which, when you think about it, the South is a huge region. It's the most populous region in the country, and there are a lot of very different states there. You know, try and compare Texas to North Carolina or West Virginia. It's just this huge spectrum of race, economics, culture, anything you can think of, all united by one thing, low credit scores.
So you tried to figure out why, and what were some of the early hypotheses?
Yeah, we looked at race, because that tends to be one of the things that makes the South unique as a region, is its much larger Black population, and that Black population has historically been denied educational and economic opportunities that tend to lead to better credit. That wasn't quite the explanation. So we looked at some other things: income, education, poverty rate. Things like income do correlate with credit scores, but it doesn't explain the whole gap between the South and the rest of the country.
All right. So when you came up with negatives on all those for the reason, how did you come across what you found to be the answer?
For weeks, I was anytime someone wandered by my desk, I'd show them this dang credit score map and ask what in the world was going on. Everyone was just as confused as I was until I asked Luis Melgar, one of my new colleagues, and he said, you know what? You should call Bruno Braga at the Urban Institute. He deals with a ton of credit score data. He can run a lot of really interesting numbers here, and he probably knows what's going on.
Okay, and just as an explanation, the Urban Institute is a think tank, a non-partisan think tank.
Oh, right. Yes, they run a lot of numbers that end up informing reporting like ours. It took him less than 15 seconds. This thing that I had been agonizing over forever, he diagnosed almost immediately as an issue of medical debt.
So you believe him, right?
Yes, but I can also run the numbers myself.
Okay, so the next question to answer is why the South has such high medical debt that lead to these low credit scores.
Well, there's one very obvious reason for medical debt, right? And that would be health problems. And so we looked at data from Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services about chronic health problems. We mapped them and we found, yes, this does correlate pretty strongly with medical debt and credit scores. And it's pretty focused in the South. But the thing that gave us pause is we're like, wait a minute. The places with the highest chronic health problems aren't just in the South. We also see a lot of upper Midwestern states that tend to have a lot of chronic health issues, but unlike the South, they don't have the same medical debt issues. So it can't just be the chronic health issues. It's got to be something else. Sorry for filibustering here, but I will say, when you start wondering, what is the missing link between a chronic health issue and having medical debt? You can probably already guess what that is, right?
Well, I read your column, so I'm not going to guess.
Yep.
I'm just going to say
you
it.
Do have a hint, which would be health insurance, because if you have health insurance and that medical condition sends you to the hospital, you're going to hopefully go to your insurer. They're going to cover it for you. But unfortunately, the South tends to have some of the lowest health insurance rates in the entire country.
Right. And the South, many of the Southern states that we're talking about, did not expand Medicaid, which was an option under Obamacare.
And that is the final missing piece here, is that of, I believe, 11 states which have not expanded Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act, 8 of them are in the South. It is the majority of southern states, and it very closely correlates with the least insured parts of the country. Of the 100 counties in the country with the highest medical debt, something like 88 of them are in the south. It might be higher than that. And the
Wow.
remaining ones are all in like neighboring Missouri and Oklahoma, which are in some ways culturally southern as well.
Interesting. And expanding Medicaid, that's a joint federal and state program to expand the pool of applicants eligible for government-assisted health care. These states refused to do that. Why?
It does not seem to be for medically related reasons. It does, however, tend to be very strongly correlated with a state's political leanings.
So, Republican, Southern, against Obamacare for political reasons.
Yes.
But the fallout, as you're describing it, means that more people in these states now have medical debt. And I know you're not a political reporter, but has there been any reaction to this result?
The credit industry is very aware of this issue. They are aware of it in part thanks to state attorneys general. They're aware of it in part thanks to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Various state and federal agencies have been pushing against the sort of dominance that medical debt used to have on our credit reports, and very slowly, and hopefully, surely, we'll see. Credit agencies are starting to reduce the role that medical debt plays on your credit scores. So, regardless of the political situation in the South, there is a chance that at least their credit scores down there, or our credit scores down here, as I live in Virginia, will improve slightly because the medical debt, some medical debts are going to be start coming off of our credit reports.
They're still on the hook for the medical debt, however.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And in a lot of cases, it will still show up on your credit report as well. The improvements are coming along around the smaller levels of medical debt. Anything under $500 will no longer show up on your report. And now you'll have a full year of a grace period before an overdue medical debt will show up on your credit report. One final thing, if you pay off your medical debt, it now will come off that report. So all those things are great. But they aren't going to help close the gap between the South and the rest of the country because we've already established that medical debts tend to be way higher down here. So that $500 cutoff is not going to help as many Southern people as it is people in the West, in the Northeast, in the Midwest, in all the other regions of the country. And so, yes, things are going to improve in the South, but they're not going to improve as much as they will elsewhere. And so the South could, according to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, fall even farther behind.
Andrew Van Dam, data columnist for The Washington Post, where you can read his column, Why the South Has Such Low Credit Scores. Andrew, thank you.
Thanks so much.
Coming up, President Jimmy Carter is 98 years old and in hospice care. We'll look at his most lasting achievement, peace between Israel and Egypt. But the Camp David Accords left out a key provision, a ban on Jewish settlements in the West Bank.
So there's a sort of lingering suspicion on Carter's part that Begin had betrayed him, agreed just so that he could get what he wanted from Egypt and then walk away from the larger settlement, the Palestinians.
That conversation is next on Press Play.